This next article is called Stories of Hope and Resilience, Lutheran Mennonite Programs Equip Hondurans with Holistic Vocational Support. It's written by Aaron Strebus, content editor of The Living Lutheran. Gang violence, domestic abuse, no means to put food on the table. These are the realities spurring Hondurans to migrate to the U.S. Many feel they have no other choice but to make that risky trip. According to the Honduran Consular and Migratory Observatory, 282,000 Hondurans have been deported in the past 4 years, with no indication of the trend decreasing. But returned migrants are finding new life in Honduras, with support from the ELCA, the Lutheran World Federation, and the Mennonite Social Action Committee. In response to God's call to love and serve our neighbors, the ELCA supports both organizations as they assist returned migrants with holistic vocational support. The ELCA has been committed to this ministry since 2016, when the Churchwide Assembly approved the AMPARO strategy. The AMPARO stands for Accompanying Migrant Minors with Protection, Advocacy, Representation, and Opportunities, and it's the Church's response to the migration crisis affecting Central Americans. Through this strategy, the ELCA accompanies migrant children and families in the U.S. and back at home. Though the migration crisis is daunting, there is hope. When returned Honduran migrants connect with LWF or CASM, they discover meaningful work and refuge while rooted in their communities. Here are some of their stories. Alex. Alex's last name of those who are profiled are withheld. Alex tried to migrate to the U.S. to reunite with his family there and for employment opportunities. After 3 unsuccessful attempts, he connected with LWF, World Services Program for Returned Migrants, in Olancho, Honduras. LWF World Service equipped Alex with education and seed money to start a pig farm. LWF World Service has helped me a lot, he said, because I've gone through several trainings, business plans, investments, human rights. These are all workshops I've attended. Today, Alex supports himself and family members that remained in Honduras with funds from his farm. He dreams of growing his farm and eventually going to law school. Sylvia. I've learned to be strong. Life has given me one more opportunity, said Sylvia, of her involvement in LWF World Service Vocational Program. The threat of violence caused her to flee home 7 times, 6 to Mexico and once to the U.S. After her final return in 2017, Sylvia connected with the program, which trained her in cosmetology, gave her resources to start a home business, and connected her with mental health care for healing. Now she's filled with hope. My vision, she said, is to expand my cosmetology business and create new sources of employment, not only for me, but also for people who need it and may not get the same type of support I'm getting, Sylvia said. If I'm able to convey my optimism and enthusiasm about the future to other young adults, if I can help them realize that there's much more for us out there, we'll get on in life. That's what motivates me every day. John. No employment and gangs that are taking over the country pushed John to migrate to the U.S. After he was deported and landed in San Pedro Sula, he began working with the program of Return Migrant Program with support of CASM. He grew his woodworking business, obtained equipment, and registered his home business to sell products outside of Honduras. The truth is, I feel good here in my country. I don't want to migrate again, he said. Now I have the opportunity that ELCA and CASM have given me with this business. Now we want to make larger furniture like china cabinets and kitchen tables. John looks forward to expanding his business to keep up with the demand for products and to hire more young people. CASM hosts a kiosk at the San Pedro Sula bus terminal to greet returned migrants and provide them with humanitarian aid, a hygiene kit, and other essential resources. Since 2015, with the support of the ELCA, CASM has helped more than 900 young people through its returned migrant program in the greater San Pedro Sula area. It provides mental health care, educational training, and life skills workshops to prepare deported youth for integration back into society.